Thank goodness you're awake. What a relief when we found you out there in the middle of wilderness. Thank God that my girls are so fond of wild bears. You don't remember anything, do you? That's good. Spares you some blushes. We had to do things to you to speed up the healing process. Bathed you, spoon-fed you while you were barely conscious. Oh, please, trouble. It was a pleasure. Go and ask anyone here, all 30 of them, if you'd like. They will all moan in perfect unison what a delight it was. And I will be the loudest. First things first, I must check something. Follow this candle with your eyes. Squeeze my hands for me, will you? We were all so worried. Made bets on how pretty your eyes should be, just to avoid thinking that you might never open them again. But here you are. I mean, you are strong, but may we just take a little bit of credit? We took the best care of you, my girls and I. Lodged you in the best rooms. I mean, they're mine. Well, this is not actually a monastery, so we're not supposed to mortify our flesh, you know. And this isn't luxury, just reasonable level of comfort. The velvet may be a bit over the top, but I am the Mother Superior, and I get to enjoy a little extra. For what I do, I have a lot of very, very important responsibilities. I slave away for my sisters. If you knew all the details, you wouldn't judge me. Yes, I do call them sisters, but this is not so much a monastery as it is a refuge for all those poor girls who have trouble fitting in due to various issues. Sex-related issues. Take, for example, the girl who sat by your side the whole afternoon. You will see her a bit later. You'll see all of them. Anyway, the girl. She has this unusual thing. Every time she ate or drank something, it was like she was teased and caressed in the most intimate manner. So she produced the most delicious sounds during meals. Just couldn't help it. You would too, if your mouth and your throat were one big erogenous zone. A gift from the gods, in a way. And the poor thing was driven out of her village. So many people hated her there. But here she found home. Here she isn't blamed for her special talent. More than that, it's celebrated. When we take our produce, crafts and whatnot to the local fairs, you should see her hard candy booth. Men flock to it, buying candy they don't need for the kids they don't have, by the pound, just to be around her for a bit. And it's good they don't actually have kids with them. The spectacle is not suitable for minors. And all the other girls are also unusual, each in her own way. Yes, I am quite weird too. In a way, more than anyone here. Even more than that girl with six breasts. At least she is all woman. You are absolutely free to go and will be fit to go in a couple of days. Unless you'd like to stay and give back something, as it were. We here are in dire need of men. And when I say need, I mean need. So if you could stay for a few days and take care of some of the girls, that would be great. May I kiss you? Oh, I could use a man too. Oh, Tammy, this is heartbreaking. I miss this so much. No, you wouldn't want me. It's just my time of the month. No, it's not what you think. The mess wouldn't have stopped me. I told you, I'm weird. When other normal girls bleed, I sort of change, grow down there. I've always been like this, since when I started growing up. I mean, first, of course, my breasts grew bigger, but the other signs. It's not a big deal. It's not that I'm turning into a male or anything. Oh, God, this is embarrassing. It's just that, well, the clit sort of started morphing into, for a few days every month. Yes. Pretty sizable too. So, time went on. My friends were all getting married, and I was getting hard seeing them. Once I was stupid enough to share with a friend, scared her half to death. And it wasn't even as big at that moment as it is right now. Had to run away, traveled around, settle here, and there you are. I'll show you mine if you show me yours. A joke. You don't have to. Oh, I just cannot give up the pleasure of undressing before a man. If I have the chance. There. See? A freak. Legs to die for. Breasts of a goddess. Perfectly shaped. Ideal woman. Except for this. For a week. Each month. A curse. But within these walls, actually, a kind of a blessing. This way I can relieve some of the other girls' sufferings. I try. I do what I can. Sometimes 6-7 girls a day. It's very hard, completely exhausting, but I see it as my mission. Besides, it's safer for them than venturing into the woods, chasing some hunters and travelers. I cannot get them pregnant. I know what they need, being a woman myself. I get respect for what I do, even love. Had it not been so exhausting and sad on some level, I cannot really satisfy some of them. I'm not a man. Oh, please. If it were that simple, toys would have done just fine. We have plenty. But it's much more complicated. They don't want cock. They want the whole man. The strength, the smell, the taste, the whole other power dynamic. I am but a second best. Still reasonably good. Why do you think they made me Mother Superior? Actually, that's kind of why I came to talk to you now. You still are too weak to be moved anywhere. And the girls are kind of used to doing it here in my room. Yes. Last night. And the night before that. And the night before that. You were unconscious anyway. And just looking at you helped them a lot. I just made them stand here on all fours and face my, well, your bed. Pulled your sheets to the side a bit, so that they could see your body, and they came like that. I managed to satisfy 9 girls only last night. Personal best. And I must start again right now. The night is short. This time I might be able to make them move along the waiting list a tiny bit faster. I start with 2 instead of just 1. They both happen to actually enjoy same-sex fun and company. There will also be 4, maybe 5 girls after that. I do hope we won't be too much trouble for you. You? You are offering your help? You feel that much better already? You are a gift from the gods. So generous. I could kiss you. May I kiss you? Why did that happen?